Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
It's been over a year since Vice filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Right now, the company still kind of remains operational, but for how long can this last? All the investors are pulling out. There is no real business model. At this point, the main question people are asking is what went so horribly wrong at Vice? Recently, it feels like every other media company is going bankrupt. And instead, people are becoming independent journalists. People like Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon have their own YouTube shows. People are turning to X instead. Because over and over, the public has felt manipulated and misinformed by the media. But with Vice, it felt worse. Vice stood out from the rest of the media companies. It was something hard-hitting, revolutionary. It was changing the media landscape. Nothing quite like it had ever been made. Huge lists of applicants were pouring into the company. All their offices in Brooklyn, Tokyo, London seemed like a paradise for everybody in their 20s. Their videos gained tens of millions of views. And then, on May 1st, 2023, a $6 billion valued company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, with companies like Disney saying that Vice was the worst investment they ever made. And the shocking truth is that this happened within just a few years. You see, when you look back at Vice, people point out many reasons for their collapse. The corporatization of their content, the lack of substance, or the departure of its key founders and journalists. But there is actually one key reason that ties in all of these issues together that led Vice to where it is today. And to understand this, we need to understand the founders of Vice. Founded by Shane Smith, Shiraz Alvi, and Gav McGuinness, Vice was originally known as the Voice of Montreal magazine, and ironically enough, was funded by the Canadian government to cover art, music, trends, skating, and drug culture in 1994. Before this, the founders were cultured, explored the world, traveled, and had a shared view of the world as their targeted audience. They understood the people their magazine was talking to, as nobody was making the kind of content that the Voice of Montreal was making. It was edgy, relatable journalism, taking away the power from monolithic news entities and into the hands of regular people, exploring the most cool, interesting things happening at the time. And following its wild success, the company officially changed its name in 1996 to something they deemed more appropriate, something they felt captured the essence of their content, Vice Media. And it was in this period where they had millionaire investors plugging in money to the company, as people were seeing that Vice was filling a huge gap in the market. But was it just because Vice magazines were selling so well? Well, partly yes, and partly because it was brimming with potential. However, another big reason that's never spoken about, but was suggested by some anonymous insiders of Vice that we spoke to, is that Vice would actually host wild parties with hot girls, drugs everywhere. The parties that an old rich investor would want to be a part of, something that they never had in their boring office jobs. While this is kind of unconfirmed, it's easy to see how enticing this could be as an investor to plug money into a company that gave you access to the biggest parties in New York. In fact, in 2003, Shane Smith had bluntly described his approach to ad sales by saying, quote, "It also helps to eat them out and mail them drugs."
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Summed up Vice's leadership. Everything was about the party, the lifestyle, and attracting people towards this lifestyle. Everything from the audience, the investors, to the employees. A night out with the founders of Vice was a highly sought-after experience for many chief marketing officers. This also then tied into the fact that the whole idea of Vice doing really well may never have actually been true to begin with. You see, people are saying now that Vice is just going bankrupt, that finally Vice is running out of money. But this kind of isn't the case. You see, Vice has always been strapped for money. It's never really been profitable, it's always been propped up by investors. Shane Smith was in charge of sales and assured everyone that wealth was imminent. But the other founder, Gavin McGinnis, actually nicknamed him Bullshitter Shane, as their sales tactics involved sending a limited number of magazine copies to a record store in Miami and a skate shop in Los Angeles, all while misleading advertisers into believing the distribution spanned all of North America. According to a girl Shane was dating at the time, she said, quote, Shane would talk all the time about how stupid people were for giving them money. However, it is these driving forces of this crazy lifestyle and all the lies sprinkled on top of it that in 1999 brought Vice one of their biggest investments yet, a $4 million injection by Richard Salzinski. And with that money, the founders would take the company to the next level, setting themselves up in Brooklyn, New York, home of the hipster culture that Vice was catering towards. But one thing they weren't doing with all of this investor money was paying their workers and freelancers properly. You see, at this time, Vice was popping off. They were producing amazing pieces of journalism with writers like Hamilton Morris and their Vice Guide to Travel show, which was all edgy, informative, and just really interesting. As it appealed so much to creators in their 20s and 30s, Vice had a huge line of college graduates and creatives doing anything they could to get their foot in the door at Vice. And with such huge influence and power over all of these freelancers desperate to work for this cool, exciting new company, Vice could basically push anyone around who joined. Frequently, insiders of Vice have recounted these horror stories where they're waiting months and months and months to be paid or even receive a message about being paid. It's been said that it was a regular experience at Vice to never know if you're actually going to get paid or even have any of your expenses covered. According to Columbia Journalism Review, quote, journalists who have worked for Vice tell the Columbia Journalism Review that the company published their work without paying them for it, promised them assignments which were later rescinded, and asked reporters for their help with documentaries that covered issues they had written about, without any plans to pay them for their work. The truth was, Vice wasn't really making any money in this time, and it seems like it never really was. And all that investor money given to them in 1999 had quickly been burned away in just a couple of years. It's been reported by insiders, although still unconfirmed, that Vice was suspected to always be on the verge of going broke, and that was why they were never able to pay freelancers properly. Shane Smith even said, according to New York Magazine, that quote, we had all these people coming in saying, I'll do whatever you want for free. And that's when we realized we were onto something. However, for the founders, things were going great. The brand was cool. Workers would do anything to join them. And they were having wild parties left, right, and center.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
But soon, things would take a turn in 2007, when Vice realized just how big YouTube would be. Having been made only a year earlier, YouTube was already taking over the internet, and Vice knew they had to ride the wave of it. So they partnered with another company that was known for making waves in the industry, commonly known as MTV. With that, the joint venture launched the iconic VBS.TV into the world. They were the media empire that ruled over the sought-after millennials, and it was all thanks to their great branding and groundbreaking documentaries. Their style was edgy yet informative, and most importantly, they focused on topics that other media outlets would never touch, and yet the public absolutely loved it. It was far more real than anything they'd ever seen. With a stronghold in digital media and the demographic that every company dreamed of, Vice's executives decided to take the next step and branch out to reach even more of a mainstream audience. As the investor money started rolling in as the views came in, they began producing more and more Vice-owned media brands. There was Vice News, the channel with current events, Noisy, which covered everything music, and Motherboard, which kept everyone up to date on the latest tech. Vice was reporting on outrageously controversial topics, and had many people in an uproar thinking they could never amount to the reputation of real news companies like the New York Times and CNN. However, they unveiled their true potential through their commitment to bringing the world all the authentic and nitty-gritty details behind captivating stories with their immersionist branding of hard-hitting journalism. They went from being heavily criticized by the likes of New York Times' David Carr to him actually reverting his criticism in 2014, saying, quote, "Being the crusty old media scold for good at the time. But recent events suggest that Vice is deadly serious about doing real news that people, yes, even young people, will actually watch." For a company that seemed to have its finger on the pulse and is the mastermind behind groundbreaking documentaries like Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, The Islamic State, where journalists went undercover with terrorist groups, and The Vice Guy to Travel, where they snuck into North Korea, how could this entire thing go so horribly wrong? Well, remember those issues I mentioned at the start about Shane being a known liar and their treatment of workers? Well, all of this would soon come back to bite Vice in a way that would soon kill the company. You could see this clearly in 2010, as the New York Magazine reported. In this time, Vice was about to get a huge investment from Intel. They wanted to sponsor Vice's content, and according to a former employee, Shane's whole thing was that we can't let them think we're these poor kids. So apparently, Shane Smith approached an architecture firm next door to their Williamsburg office, asking how much it would cost them to vacate immediately. Vice's 50 employees then worked for several days, making a new space look as though it had always been theirs, building a glass-enclosed conference room specifically for the Intel meeting, installing high-end Japanese toilets, and on the morning of the meeting, Vice employees were told, "Be yourselves, but 40% less yourselves." As a former employee explained, "I'm not going to tell them we own the studio, but I'm not going to tell them we don't." And faking all of this stuff was so successful that Intel actually invested $25 million to launch the Creators Project, which was a huge win for Vice, and a pivotal moment for the company to start taking off into the stratosphere. It completely worked, but it
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to GhostBed. GhostBed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every GhostBed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? GhostBed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. GhostBed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Also summed up Vice's entire strategy. Make things appear great, make the illusion seem so strong, and whisk away all the investors by showing them exactly what they want to hear. But the substance was never truly there, and it was this issue that would slowly bring down the entire company in the following years. But before we continue, I want to tell you about our video sponsor, Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one management software that provides entrepreneurs with a range of applications to simplify the day-to-day management of their business, including invoicing, accounting, project management, inventory, website creation, and so much more. The first Odoo application is free for life, with unlimited hosting and support. They also offer a free personalized domain name for 1 year. Once you have 2 or more standalone applications, you can then switch to a pay plan. Personally, one of my favorite features is the Odoo website builder application. This is a really powerful tool for creating a website quickly, easily, and efficiently, all free of charge. Odoo keeps pace with your evolution, allowing you to add additional applications as you grow and your needs change. One of the really great things with the Odoo website builder is just how quick and simple it is to make. Here's how quick you can build your own website. All you have to do is follow the 4 steps the website configurator guides you through. First, define the type of site, the field of activity, and your objectives when building the site. Next, you can then choose the color palettes or insert your own logo and style. Then you can add in the pages you need and features you want on the website. And then finally, you can choose your theme for the site. All that's left to do is add content like images, text, video, documents, and customize it with animated blocks, images, changing typography, colors, image shapes, and so much more. It's so quick to use, and it's a really powerful tool for creating an amazing website completely free of charge. So check out Odoo today to build your own website now by using the link in the description below. Even with all of this money coming in from big names like Intel, they still made their content unapologetically controversial. But now Shane's seeing how much money he could truly get from lapping up investors, he realized he could scale this company up into the billions. But he had to figure out a strategy. And this is where Vice's story changes dramatically. At one point, the biggest names in media were falling over each other at the opportunity to get a piece of what Vice was offering to the youth. At one point, Vice caught the attention of 21st Century Fox, who bought out a whopping 5% of their stocks at $17 million, followed by A&E Networks, who forked out a massive $250 million for a 10% stake in Vice, and finally $450 million spent by TPG Capital, which was funneled into the expansion of Vice. This brought the valuation of this independent media company to be $6 billion. But what was the real price for Vice Media? Well, as they soon welcomed this excessive cash flow, it's where you could start to see that things would take a turn for the worst. Over the years, Vice was producing jaw-dropping yet thought-provoking content that hit the mark with viewers and generated groundbreaking and critically acclaimed documentaries that were released on streaming platforms like HBO. They proved to the world they were capable of greatness, so they decided to take it a step further. It was finally time to create a world of their own.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And so the streaming platform ViceLand was born. Vice was so confident in their projections that Disney gladly gambled over $200 million in Vice, and soon afterwards, 30 shows were pumped out specifically for ViceLand. But what were these shows like? Well, seeing as they were all produced by Vice, of course, they weren't anything like your grandma's old cooking shows, who presented a cooking show called Fuck That's Delicious. Everything seemed to be good on the surface and well in the mid-2010s for Vice, as they stayed true to their brand and were raking in the views and the dollars. So if they were doing so well, how could they lose it all so quickly? While on the surface, everything was amazing, the underlying reasons for Vice's success was also turning the company sour. You see, while Shane Smith was making absolute bank from Vice, the people working for him questioned how this was even possible. That Vice, a company that struggled to even pay their employees and had barely any profits, was now somehow worth more than the New York Times. In fact, as New York Magazine described, Vice was, quote, a sweatshop of Trustafarians and wild parties. There was even a joke at the company called the 2020 Rule. 22-year-olds, pay them $20,000 and make them work 22 hours a day. But how long could this really go on for? If Vice was to make great content that was personal, cool, and thought-provoking, all while scaling up the company with billions in investments, they had to have the best working for them. There was no way around it anymore, the stakes were too high. With billions in investments and all of this pressure on Vice to perform, they had to have the top of the top, the best people working for them. And even more than that, they needed a business model other than fabricating their future successes and luring in investors with insane parties. Now they had to start making money. But soon enough, the truth was unraveling, and the best talent of Vice were dropping like flies, due to extremely late, unreliable payments, poor working conditions, and a terrible reputation in the freelancer community. Soon the line of people wanting to work at Vice started shriveling up, and all that investor money? Well, that didn't come without a price. When Disney bought in Device Media, it was an ambitious venture to say the least, but with them being so sold by Shane Smith, they were happy to splurge. Once they bought over 21st Century Fox, they officially owned a staggering total of 16% of Vice's stakes. This cost them over $400 million, which they were hoping to redeem. But just a couple of years later in 2019, Disney released a statement saying that their investments had been worthless and they deemed their investment in Vice as a total write-off. However, Disney did have its hand in causing the downfall of Vice, because as a significant investor who owned 16% of the company's stakes, they now had a huge say in the kind of content Vice was allowed to create. Instead of just remaining true to its brand and focusing on the risky, edgy, controversial topics of politics and society, Disney now wanted to venture off from its edgy, unbiased original documentaries into more topics just like why I want to stop using words like woke and problematic in 2019, and a whole bunch of others that you probably can't even say on YouTube, as we show here. This would have been okay had the content been balanced out with just as much hard-hitting journalism as it was on its gimmicks. But because of Vice's foundations, they no longer had some of their top writers anymore. Even under Disney's orders, they had to
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Some of their best people. Famously, Disney made Vice even fire Tim Pool, as he didn't meet the criteria for the new direction of Disney. While Vice had a tight grip on the millennials, they were trying to remain relevant and capture the attention and cash flow of the next generation. The irony of all of this was even too much, because the foundations of Vice were so shaky that soon, because they were spouting all of this stuff about being inclusive, welcoming, and respectful, and politically correct, they would have the spotlight shone on them. And the truth was pretty nasty, as just 2 years prior to their push to be more politically correct, Vice had undergone a serious investigation launched by the New York Times, in which over 20 women came forward with cases of sexual assault against employees. It was stated that on 2 separate occasions, women were forced into a sexual relationship out of fear of losing their jobs, according to the New York Times. But of course, Vice didn't see this. With all the money coming in, it gave them rose-tinted glances to the truth about the company. Workers should instead be privileged for having the opportunity to work at such an influential company under their belt. But the truth was, they were losing their reputation with the workers. And on top of all of this, Vice was now losing their audience. The company started off one way. It was great, and perhaps some of the best media ever created. And viewers thought they knew who Vice was and their content. But virtually overnight, they switched the focus of their content to overtly sanitized themes. They were boring, dull, they had no views, and nobody liked them. The dislikes were pouring in against Vice. And now the company was seen in just the same way as BuzzFeed, one of the most hated media companies of all time. Instead of being the home of edgy, anti-establishment journalists, they were now sellouts who abandoned their roots and their audience to be the puppets of someone else's show. The move that sought to increase revenue was the very reason their content was tanking. And you can just see this on some of their YouTube videos and their articles. It seems pretty watered down compared to the past. And let's be honest, how many people really want to pay for this stuff? It's a hard business model, as even advertisers don't want to be shown on their content. Now, we're not saying it's all bad. Of course, there's some great pieces on Vice still, but they've been drowned out by all the cheap, easy, and safe content their investors want them to put out. And even Vice realized this, and are now starting to go back to the more original pieces like they did in the past. But it might be too late, as their audience has turned on them. As you can see with the the dislike ratio on many of their videos. And all of this could have been predicted from the beginning. As a company supposedly famous for fabrications about profits and the future potential of Vice, those exaggerations would soon have a bright light shone on them. When the parties stop, the creative talent leaves, and investors get pissed, the truth starts coming to light. As a huge hurdle now faced Vice, when trying to focus all in on profits, it was clear they were relying way too much on external funding, which for a long time was the only source of their rapid growth, and funded all the expenses this giant machine cost. But this also led to them being, in the words of Frank Pamiti, who was the chief restructuring officer of Vice, that the company was, quote, burdened by highly leveraged and unusually complex capital structures. This would not have been an issue if they could monetize their videos normally, but due to the nature of their content, you can imagine they were stuck with a bunch of limited advertisements. If you go on their top videos, almost all of them are age restricted, ultimately meaning if they didn't have the proper revenue coming in.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
They could never compete with streaming sites or just YouTubers themselves. Because keep in mind, making these shows costs a bunch of money. To produce a Vice episode, it's probably going to cost upwards of $10,000 a show. And they were just burning through this investor money with no real profitable plan. They had to save money somehow. And instead of reducing the labor costs or making a profitable business model, they chose to compromise and push more and more garbage clickbait content to ensure that they could still get the views that they needed. This on top of their already bad reputation with their audience, the constant dislikes, the people hating on Vice and longing for the old days of Vice, made it impossible for Vice to shake off its bad reputation, causing Vice to undergo some huge leadership changes, starting with the co-founder Shane Smith stepping down and making way for the A&E Network CEO, Nancy DeBuck. Nancy's goal was to make Vice profitable again by cutting down on costs, minimizing the workforce, and landing more investors. As sharp as her approach was, with Nancy succeeding on both accounts by securing an investment of $250 million and then trimming the staff by 150 employees, it seemed like Vice was finally on the mend. But it really wasn't, because in 2023, not long after her joining, she formally announced to the public that she was leaving Vice after failing to turn things around. Nancy was then replaced, and the new leadership saw another massive layoff of more than 100 employees, but still they couldn't keep their head above water, eventually filing for bankruptcy. Since then, Reuters has reported that as of late, Vice has finalized its sale to Fortress Investment Group, which paid out $220 million in an attempt to save the company. A huge difference from just a few years ago when it was valued at $6 billion. But even this seems like it won't be enough to save Vice. Because while all of this is happening, the workers for Vice are starting to hate the company and loathe them. While they fire people left, right, and center, former reporters like Joseph Cox took to X and revealed that the company still owed millions to freelancers, all while they were being laid off. And at the same time, Vice was paying massive bonuses to its executives. Morgan Hertz, Vice's global TV president, got a nice fat bonus of $150,000. And the global head of programming at Vice received a bonus of more than $201,000. And this is just a couple of examples here. So with a workforce that hates Vice, an audience that longs for the old content and hates the new stuff, along with a really shaky corporate structure, and it seems like Vice is just a ticking time bomb. If they don't change things around, if they don't adapt their content, if they don't come up with a profitable business model, it's going to be almost impossible to turn the tide around in the company. And it looks like they need a miracle, as even the freelancers and producers don't want to work with Vice anymore. The future is looking dim for Vice Media. Now, Vice does have plans to underway a relaunch to the platform Vice.com and try and gain more investments, but at this point, who wants to invest in the company? There are a few takers. The Nashville-based venture operator Savage Ventures has boldly come to the rescue of Vice Media. But it seems like the only way they can ever turn this around is by really focusing on having great quality content. Only then can they bring back their audience and actually have a customer base to begin with. But so far it seems like Vice is just a ticking time bomb. With all the founders leaving, all of the old journalists leaving, all of the people that made it great gone, it's an almost impossible mission to make it profitable again.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.